The Tafsir of Surah At-Takasur, Chapter 102, which was revealed in Makkah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
Alhaakumut takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
Translation: The mutual increase diverts you until you visit the graves. Nay, you shall come to know. Again, nay, you shall come to know. Nay, if you knew with assured knowledge, verily, you shall see the blazing fire. And again, you shall see it with certainty of sight. Then on the day you shall be asked about the delights. Al-Quran, Chapter 102, Verses 1-8. The first topic in this tafsir is the result of loving the world and heedlessness of the hereafter. Allah says that all are preoccupied by love of the world, its delights and its adornments, and this distracts you from seeking the hereafter and desiring it. This delays you until death comes to you and you visit the graves, thus becoming its inhabitants. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it is recorded in the book of Ar-Riqaq, which means narrations that soften the heart, from Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who reported that Ubay bin Ka'ab said, "We used to think that this was a part of the Qur'an until the ayah was revealed, which says, the mutual increase diverts you." Meaning, he was referring to the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said, translation, "If the son of Adam had a value of gold, he would desire another like it." Imam Ahmad recorded from Abdullah bin Ash-Shikhir that he said, "I came to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ while he was sighing," translation, "the mutual increase diverts you. The son of Adam says, my wealth, but do you get anything of benefit from your wealth except for that which you ate and you finished it, or that which you clothed yourself with and you wore it out, or that which you gave as charity and you have spent it?" Muslim, At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i all recorded this hadith. Muslim recorded in his Sahih from Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The servant says, my wealth, yet he only gets three benefits from his wealth, that which he eats and finishes, that which he wears until it is worn out, or that which he gives in charity and it is spent. Everything else other than that will go away and leave him for the people." Muslim was alone in recording this hadith. Al-Bukhari recorded from Anas bin Malik that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Three things follow the deceased person, and two of them return while one remains behind with him. The things which follow him are his family, his wealth, and his deeds. His family and his wealth return while his deeds remain." This hadith has also been recorded by Muslim, At-Tirmidhi, and An-Nasa'i. Imam Ahmad recorded from Anas that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The son of Adam becomes old with senility, but yet two things remain with him, greed and hope." Both of them, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, recorded this hadith in their two sahihs. The next topic in this tafsir is the threat of seeing hell and being questioned about the delights. The translation, "Nay, you shall come to know, again nay, you shall come to know." Chapter 102, Al-Quran. Verse number 4. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, "This is a threat after a threat." Ad-Dahak said, "Nay, you shall come to know," meaning, "O you disbelievers." Again, "Nay, you shall come to know," meaning, "O you believers." Then Allah says, "Nay, if you knew with assured knowledge," meaning, if you knew with true knowledge, you would not be diverted by rivalry for wealth away from seeking the abode of the hereafter until you reach the graves. Then Allah says, "Verily, you shall see the blazing fire, and again you shall see it with certainty of sight. This is the explanation of the previous threat which was in Allah's saying, Nay, you shall come to know, again nay, you shall come to know. Thus Allah threatens them with this situation, which is what the people of the fire will see. It is a fire which, if it exhaled one breath, every angel who is near to Allah and every prophet who was sent would all fall down on their knees due to fear, awe, and the sight of its horrors. This is based upon what has been reported in the narrations concerning it. Allah then says, Then, on that day, you shall be asked about the delights. Meaning, on that day, you all will be questioned concerning your gratitude towards the favors that Allah blessed you with, such as health, safety, sustenance, and other things. You will be asked, did you return his favors by being thankful to him and worshipping him? Ibn Jarir recorded that Al-Husayn bin Ali al-Sudari narrated to him from Al-Walid bin al-Qasim, who reported from Yazid bin Qaysan, who reported from Abi Hazim, who reported from Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, that he said, Once while Abu Bakr and Umar were sitting, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them and said, Translation, What has caused you to sit here? They replied, By he who has sent you with the truth, nothing has brought us out of our houses except hunger. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, By he who has sent me with the truth, nothing has brought me out other than this. So they went until they came to the house of a man from the Ansar, and the woman of the house received them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, Where is so and so? She replied, He went to fetch some drinking water for us. So the man came carrying his bucket and he said, Welcome. Nothing has visited the servants of Allah better than a prophet who has visited me today. Then he hung his bucket near a palm tree and climbed it and returned to them with a cluster of dates. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Why didn't you pick some of them? The man replied, I wanted you to choose with your own eyes. Then he took a blade to slaughter a sheep. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Do not slaughter one that gives milk. So he slaughtered a sheep for them that day, and they all ate. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, You will be asked about this on the day of judgment. Hunger caused you to come out of your homes, and you did not return until you had eaten this meal. So this is from the delights. Muslim also recorded this hadith. It has been confirmed in Sahih al-Bukhari and the Sunans of At-Tirmidhi, An-Nasai, and Ibn Majah from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Two favors are treated unjustly by most people, health and free time. This means that the people are lacking gratitude for these two favors. They do fulfill their obligations to them. Therefore, whoever does not maintain the right that is obligatory upon him, then he is unjust. Imam Ahmad recorded from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, says on the Day of Judgment, O son of Adam, I made you ride upon the horses and camels. I gave you women to marry, and I made you reside and rule in the earth. So where is the thanks for that? Ahmad was alone in recording this hadith in this manner. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah At-Takathur, and all praise and blessings are due to Allah.